Hello, and today we are going to be discussing all about loneliness during the first few months of having a baby. I am Jess from Beauties and the Bibs, and I have two children. So I have Ava, who is 3, and Albie's 15 months. And I'm joined today with Faye. Faye, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Hello, I blog over at Glossy Tots, and I have a 12-week-old daughter, Edith, and a 6-year-old daughter, Erin.
So yeah, like the first few months, especially with my first Ava, I found really hard. I think it's the fact I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And I just expected to have so much to do, all these groups to go to, and didn't actually take into consideration how hard it is to go to playgroups.
I think your problem is as well, you have such a... One of those things is you look at it and think, oh, I'll go to this group, this group, this group, yeah. This group. You get to the time that the group's about to start and think, shit, I haven't got out of the house.
Yeah. And the fact that, like, you'll probably be walking out the house and they've done a poo and you need to change them. So that just puts you back. And, like, who wants to be the one walking into playgroup late?
Well, no one, because everyone stares at you when you go in automatically. Yeah. And you're alone when you go in late.
Yeah, I've gone to more playgroups this time having two children, even though it's harder, but because, I don't know, I just felt like with Ava, I went in, sat there and no one actually spoke to me.
No one speaks to you. Right. And I always find, like, when you go in, you need to go with a friend.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you end up with people glaring at you like you don't belong there and nobody ever makes the effort to speak to you. If you make the effort to speak to them, they'll speak to you.
Yeah.
But unless you're willing to do that, which in the first few weeks after you've given birth, you don't feel your best anyway.
No.
You don't go and speak to people. I never did. And that's what put me off, I think.
Yeah, and I just found, like, you get groups of mums... Not being horrible, but like they've been to pre-birth classes together,
yeah,
and they've done, or they've been friends for years. So then you walk in and you're just like, oh, this just isn't for me.
No. Like, I went to one playgroup which was really, really friendly. And then I went to another playgroup which was a lot smaller. And I found that the lot smaller one, they were so clicky.
Yeah.
That I literally went 3 times and then that was that. And it was in a different village to me. So I assumed that they were all from the village. They all knew each other.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, that wasn't...
Yeah, and I just also find as well now taking two children to playgroups, like, is so hard because I've got... So Ava's 3, so she goes on and does different activities, and then Albie tries to follow her and
so
do
you
stuff.
Yeah, to run around after them.
Like. Yeah, so I'm running around everywhere. The people with children the same age as Albie are just sitting there having a chit-chat where I'm just, like, running around the whole room.
Yeah, because you're trying to follow him and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I can't get a proper conversation out of them.
At least you're a really good mum and have taken him.
Yeah.
Because poor Edie's... She's got second child syndrome.
Yeah, I think because obviously there's this age gap between mine and smaller, isn't it? So if I sit in the house with both of them all day, I'd go a bit stir crazy.
Whereas Erin's at school all day, so I just take the time to enjoy the fact that I'm not having to discuss anything with anyone that's 6.
Yeah. Not talk about...
Yeah, not have to talk about LOL dolls or play. So Edie has definitely got, poor thing, has definitely got second child syndrome. But, you know, she'll survive.
So have you found it hard, like, at school and stuff? Like,
when you walk, the first day you walk into school, I can't tell you how horrible it is when everybody looks at you, but I don't understand why, because they're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
But I did find that once I got to know a few of them, that they all went to nursery together.
Right.
So I was the outcast, and even on, like, the days where you go in and there are new people, still no one speaks to you.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous because you just think, well, why? Why have we got to the age of 5 and we're still not speaking to each other as humans?
Yeah.
We should all sit together.
So even though it's lonely in the first months, it can carry on.
It does carry on, and you can go to kids' parties, and unless you know the other parents... then you're sat there on your own.
Yeah.
And it's not fun, but it is one of those things that I found if I speak to people, they're quite happy to speak to me. I think it's a shy thing as well as a fear thing.
Yeah. You have to be the conversation starter.
Yeah, because if you're not the conversation starter, no one else is going to do it. So I always figure out that you just have to do it. Because if you man up and do it, then you actually make friends rather than enemies.
Sit by yourself.
Yeah, you literally feel like you've got enemies in the room because they all just stare at you. And normally, you probably haven't got anything wrong. It's just a case of they don't know who you are and they don't want to say anything.
Completely. I think one of the hardest things for me for being lonely especially with Ava's, where I live, it's quite built up, so there's nowhere I could walk, so it's on a busy dual carriageway. So I found I was sitting in my house a lot and not really doing anything. And it didn't feel like I wanted to make the effort to start with to go to these playgroups because, one, I couldn't afford half of them because they were so expensive to do these things that are done on a 6 to 8 week thing. And I didn't know whether she'd like them, and I just thought, oh, I'm just going to sit here.
What's the point? Yeah. And you don't ever want to be the person that's baby cries the whole way through one of those scheduled, like, baby massage, Erin cried the whole way through.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, one, I'm interrupting everyone's peaceful time. Two, I've paid for this. Why am I here?
Yeah.
And that makes it lonely as well.
Yeah, so then you just sit at home thinking, what's the point in going?
Yeah, exactly.
I might as well just sit at home. And I started to resent my house, like, because I was spending so much time in there.
Yeah, I always feel like you have to do stuff when you're in the house as well. You can't just sit there.
Yeah, so, like, my partner come home, like, what you done today? And I feel like I'd have to reel off a list of things I've done to give a reason to why I've been at home.
Yeah, to why you haven't gone out.
Yeah,
which I still feel like that now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm supposed to be tidying right this second. It's going well.
Yeah. You've made the mess.
Yeah, I've made the mess. I've sorted things, so I just haven't tidied up after them.
But get in there. And I think one of the hardest things for me is a lot of my friends didn't have babies. And I know, like,
you were quite young, weren't you?
Yeah, so I was 24 when I had Ava, and a lot of my friends had just finished, like, university or were starting their careers, and I was starting being a mom.
Yeah, which is exactly... I was 24 when I had Erin, but I found that other people in my village had got children.
Yeah.
They just happened to be slightly older than me.
Right, yeah.
So I ended up... And there was, like, people I knew from school that had got children that were older than me.
Yeah.
So I ended up, because I still slightly knew them, then it wasn't as bad. But I can imagine them being on your own.
Oh, yeah, I literally had no one. So, like, I've had friends, but their children were 6 to 12 months older or more.
Yeah.
And they're just in a different space. So, like, they wouldn't ask me to go to soft play and stuff because I had a baby.
You've got a newborn yet.
Like, who wants to take a newborn... Well, who wants to take any kid to soft play, really? Yeah.
With the germs.
Yeah, so, yeah, I found that really hard.
Yeah. I can imagine it's quite hard, isn't it? When you just don't know where to turn. But it does go away.
Yeah.
And people do speak to you. And if you persist with everything, it always makes it better.
That's it. You've just got to pluck that bit of courage up, haven't you? And just take the bull by the horns.
Even if you smile and be like, hi, you okay? There's your conversation starter.
Yeah.
And it will make it better.
And I also found as well, like, if I'd say to a mum who was like, I don't know, their baby was crying, would you like me to go and get you a cup of tea at playgroup? That was, like, the best thing ever. And, like, a cup of tea or a cup of coffee is just like, you're like, oh, thank you so much. Like,
they're thankful that you understand what they're going
through.
That's
it, yeah.
Yeah, I always find that a big one, especially in, like, supermarkets when people are like, are you okay? Is she all right? Do you need anything? And I'm like, yeah, great.
Definitely. But it can be lonely, but I think...
It does get better.
Yeah, and you have to just put yourself out there.
Yeah.
That's what I've learnt second time around, sit in my house.
And if you do sit in the house, go for a walk.
Yeah.
Find somewhere, drive somewhere and go for a walk.
Yeah, definitely.
And even if you go to places where you think are slightly too old for your child, then you'll enjoy it. So, like, a walk or anything like that, I think definitely would help.
Especially now the weather's getting nicer.
Yeah, exactly.
Bit of fresh air, clear the mind.
And clear the baby's airways.
Yeah. Well, that's it from us today. I hope you have liked listening to this and learned that everyone's a little bit lonely, but it doesn't matter. It does get better.
It definitely does.
And we're all feeling the same, so just go speak to another mum. And I'm sure they'll be there feeling the same and want to just be friends, maybe.
Yeah.
So thank you. Bye.